This is BI Radio.
I'm Derek Schrainer, the producer of BI Radio, and today we're speaking with Steve Macko, User Research Manager, and Gabrielle Nagy, User Researcher in charge of running usability tests.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Today we're talking a bit about usability, specifically testing. Can neither of you tell me what is usability testing? Is it just finding bugs? What is it?
Usability basically refers to how well users can learn and use product to achieve their goals, and also how satisfied they are with that process.
And there isn't the definition that I like as a user research manager. I like the ISO definition that talks about effectiveness, efficiency, and satisfaction, because those are three areas that I can measure during a usability test, get data on, and go back to the development teams, and it gives me data and evidence to prove that we need to change something.
And because we set metrics at the beginning of testing, we are able to conclude easily at the end. It's not up to me to decide if something failed or passed, because I set the metric at the beginning, the data will show the result.
Are there different varieties of usability? I mean, usability and testing, and what are the varieties?
Right now, there's three core activities, usability evaluation types that we're doing. One of them is user testing, which is basically you get a prototype of a product, you put it in front of a user, you ask them to do some tasks with it, they actually get their hands on it, and they do these tasks. And then you study their performance, can they do it or not, and then their satisfaction. So that's a user test. There's also a usability walkthrough, where it's typically, could be a demo of a prototype or a PowerPoint presentation that the usability specialist walks the customer through. So it's kind of like a demo. I walk them through it. I ask them questions at key points throughout, and again at the end. And I ask them higher level questions, because they're not actually getting their hands on it. How important is what I've just shown you? What's the value in what I've just shown you? What do you think of the workflow? This is typically done a lot earlier in the stage. A user test can be a little bit later, when you already have the idea more fleshed out. But very early on, you might want to just know, like, am I building something of value? Is there any value that I didn't think of that if I put it in front of a customer, they'll tell me about? How important is it? Things like that. The last one is user needs assessment, where typically you could do a job shadowing, or it's mainly a session for an hour or so where you talk to a customer and you kind of see what they're doing currently, and then you try and get from them what they wish they could do. And they show you, like, can you build a report for me now? And you watch them do it. And they say, gee, I wish I could quickly put a logo on the top. Bingo, there's one user need that we didn't know about. And then it gets interesting when I do this with eight different customers, and they all say the same thing. So we can uncover user needs, which we would call in the development field enhancement requests, which later get into the backlog, and then they'll find their way to the next product.
Who are these customers? Where are they coming from? How do you select them? Is that important, or do you just pick any people off the street?
You only need to test eight for a couple of reasons. One is, back in the 90s, there were some studies done that with usability, if there's a problem, it comes up pretty quick. I don't need to do a statistical study with sample sizes of 100 users to find out that there's a problem. A lot of times, if I test three people, you know, the first three in a session and none of them can do it, we know we've got a problem. So, which works out really well, because if we had to do studies with 100 people every time, we'd never finish. It would take us 2-3 months to do each study. We're doing these every 6 days. We're also following an agile development process here, where every 2 weeks they're churning out and producing working code. So we need to get right in there and fast.
See, I just want to add to this, because I think what's important in this is the study that you mentioned found out that with six people, 80% of the most severe usability issues can be identified. So that's the reason why we are going with six or eight, because it kind of, we get the 80% of the large issues, yet we don't slow down the development to the team. So it's kind of a good balance to go with that many people. But what is interesting in usability testing is that it's very powerful. Like, usability testing is a powerful tool because the designers who design the products are very smart and intelligent people, and they do their best. Yet, in the usability testing sessions, we find issues. Certain aspects don't work the way how we expected it. If you bring somebody into the lab who designed the product and sit there behind a one-way mirror and watches how people struggle with that aspect of the software that he or she designed, it is so convincing. We don't need to write long report to explain this part, this segment is not developed well, not designed well, it doesn't work well, because people can do it. If you just sit there for 2 minutes, you watch our video recordings, and you see people unable to do something, it's enough for you to be able to move on and say, yeah, they are right, we have to redesign this. Lately, we run usability test sessions over the internet, because there are differences between cultures, and maybe something that is easy for a North American can be challenging for people who are from the other side of the world. And so we get those kind of data as well, and we are very happy to do that as well, even though it's a bit different.
Where customers are really valuable is with user needs and enhancements, because our employees are not actual users, so they don't know what their needs are and if this was rolled out at their company and they're actually using it on a daily basis. So you can't do user needs with our own people. You have to use customers for that. But the good news is we can do it remotely. You don't have to go to their site to job shadow. I can do it over the internet. I don't get to see what their cubicle looks like and what sticky notes they have on their walls and what cheat sheets they have, but I can ask them about that. They can tell me about it.
I just want to correct, we are never testing people. What we are testing is the software. We are testing it with the user. So it's not about testing them, how smart they are. It's about testing how bad or good the design is. So that's very important. And we always start this at the beginning of the session so people understand that the design will pass or fail. They won't pass or fail as a person in the test.
So that kind of hits at the heart of usability. Usability is about the product being evaluated,
yes,
not the person.
Yes. If I'm a customer and I can see that somebody will listen to me and somebody will make changes to future products that will come out the door in 2-3 years, and I might buy that and it will be much better because I had something to say and I said it and they listened, then I think...
That's a good point, is confidence. Is it makes our customers can feel confident in us that we are innovating, that we are listening to them, that we are creating products for them because of this function.
And they can be sure that if we find high usability issues, then it has to be fixed. It will be in the report and people will be sad that there is an issue.
So we've learned a bit about what usability is, why it's important to everyone concerned, and how people can get involved if they're interested. That's great. Thanks for joining us. Steve Macko, Gabrielle Nagy, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Become a BI champion with the IBM Cognos Champions Kit. Discover how to increase the ROI of your investment, gain visibility for results, and increase your own profile within your organization. You'll find resources for every phase of your deployment, from setting strategy to driving adoption. Find out more online at ibm.com/cognos/champion. Insights on performance management from the people who shape the industry.